Hello, and welcome to Gravel Knits, a place to chat and have a few sips. Today is March 17th, 2022. Thanks for listening.
I'm Caitlin, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers.
And I'm Kelsey, and my pronouns are also she, her, and hers. And tonight we have drinks.
Drinks.
We are going through the alphabet still. And this week we're on the letter F. And then apparently, when you don't put the lid on your koozie, it's going to fall.
Whoopsies.
So,
Even the cap on this one's fun.
right? I love their caps.
That's great.
And it's like, I think we do need a bottle opener for this one. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Caitlin.
You as well.
Do you see our beer had a green cap on it?
Yeah, it did. Good call. I was wearing green all day, but then I showered. So.
Jeez. I still have my socks on.
Oh man, I could be wearing my rainbow socks. They have green in them.
There you go.
Anyways, you've been trying to introduce this beer, and I sidetracked
I was, but I wanted to say Happy St. Patrick's Day, so it's all good. We are starting with a beer from Three Floyds Brewing, which is out of Indiana, I believe. And we're having the Space Station Middle Finger, which is an IPA.
So great.
There is actually a space station in the art, and it has a middle finger.
It's great.
We were in Quincy, Illinois the other week. I was like, let's go check out the Hy-Vee so we can see what beers they have that we don't have. And this is one of them. We don't get Three Floyds in Iowa.
It's good. I'd say it's a mellower IPA. Maybe not like introduction level, but it's a little more laid back.
It's definitely a little more on the malty side than like the hoppy,
Yeah.
bitter side.
It still has that finish and it still has that crispness to it. Crispness. I think that sounded like I said Christmas.
But you're right, though. I think this would be a fairly good introductory, more basic IPA, if you will.
This would be like the first IPA I would want if I was like on a hot bike ride. It would be a good one to throw in my bag
For
for
me, it's gonna
beer
be
breaks.
a bit malty for that. Just my weird personality leaves that.
I really like malty beers.
I like it. I think it's good.
Me too. I'm trying to think of some describing flavors to give it. It's soup. It's I would say it's balanced. I don't have like a flavor word. It's not strawberry. It's not
Right. It's definitely not.
floral.
It's not super citrusy. It's not. It's definitely more like a.
It's nice though. That's good find. Thanks for bringing beer all the way from Illinois.
You're welcome. Anyway,
Oh, we forgot to cheers.
we did again.
We just cheers after. We want to make sure the beer's worth the cheers.
Yes, so now we will cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers to the sheep for their wool, the shepherds for their dedication,
And the sheepdogs.
and the beer that keeps the world happy.
Well, Kelsey, now that we have our beverages, how are you?
I'm good.
Yay.
Like, really good. It's been a really good week. I've ridden my bike almost every day of this week.
Yay.
I took today off by choice, which is a good thing. I have a race coming up on Saturday, first race of the season.
That's awesome.
Think I'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Okay.
But it's been a good week. Miles have been good. The weather's been great. Life is busy as it normally is. But the signs of spring are here. My irises are starting to pop up.
Irises.
I've had patio beers already. Yeah, I'm doing well. How are you, Caitlin?
Yay. Actually, speaking of patio beers, when I was biking on Sunday with Leah, apparently you were like feet away from us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we were, Brian didn't take a screenshot, but he said he saw that, like, we were, I think, just south of Grays Lake, and you were on Grays Lake or, like, going around it or something.
Oh, we were at Confluence.
Oh, there we go. So we passed you.
Gotcha. We were
over there then.
I wasn't biking that day. I was just out having a beer on the patio with friends who
Nice.
But all my friends had been biking. So I got done with work and I was like, hey, y'all are still there? Okay, I'll come join you.
That's perfect.
It worked out really well.
Yeah. I finally got to Captain Roy's.
Yay!
It's been a, I don't know, multi-year goal to get there, and I finally did.
I was there last night.
And it's not hard to get to. It's just like every time I tried to plan something, it just never worked right whenever it was a Captain Roy's plan. So it's not that far of a bike. I think it was 4 miles, no, like 5 miles.
I feel like from your house, it might be like six.
Six. But... yeah, you're right. Because Colby Park's 4. And it's okay. Significantly further than that. I think Waterworks is about 4.5.
Okay, yeah. So then, yeah, that's probably about 6 miles to Captain Roy's.
That makes sense. Which was fun. That was until, oh no, that was my longest fat bike ride ever. Nice. And it was all on pavement, but that's all right.
That's okay.
Still like fun.
I was saying, you can take that bike everywhere.
I think I'm gonna. I really love it.
You should.
It's just so comfy.
It's amazing what a good fitting bike can do, how you can feel about it.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I kind of took over your section. How are you? What else are you up to?
Oh, no, I was quick. Okay. I just talked really fast, apparently.
You're just efficient.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Captain Roy's, though, because we were calling bingo last night at Captain Roy's.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It's the second time we've done it, and it went well. Although yesterday was so nice out that everybody was out and about. So nobody really wanted to be inside playing bingo. But the people that were inside wanted to play bingo. But then the line for the beer was super, super long. So people were loud and it was hard to call. And I gave up trying to say anything because nobody could hear my voice worth a darn. But Cole did most of the work.
That's okay. He had a buddy. You were there for support.
I was there for support. It worked out well. So yeah, I think that's me. What else with you?
Oh yeah. So this kind of connects to what we were just talking about as bike fit. That's totally a thing. So
it very much so.
Yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. I did my first road bike ride and Brian was at work. So I grabbed Riker after I picked him up and we went in the trailer and we just biked to Raccoon, which is like 2.5 miles. It's really short. But since it was Riker time, I was like, I really want to focus on him. And it's going to take me 10 minutes to walk it to any park. So I'll just bike there and get a few miles in. And oh my God, like I got on my bike and I'm like, what is this? What is this thing? And then like my seat, it just like slides down naturally. And so it was a little too low. So like the way back, probably a mile or so, is like a gradual hill until the end where it's just hill. And so I was just sitting real low trying to go up this hill and it was fine.
You should have stood.
I thought about it. And I did change the height. I need a Allen wrench to do it though on my bike.
You should get one. Yeah, the hex wrenches, you should get a set of those.
So I actually have a really nice multi-tool that has a bunch of different sizes and I used it on that bike, but it lives in my fat bike.
You should get a set for at home.
Yeah, we have that too. But you know, when I was already going, it was just like, well, this bike ride, I'm living with it. And I think my dad actually bought me like a set of two where it has US, like the US ones and then the metric ones.
Oh, okay.
So I have all the options. I just didn't have it with me because I was like, well, when he plays, I can like change the height of it. And I was like, oh, never mind.
Totally reminds me. I forgot I was going to order a new pump today. I was out the other day and ended up fortunately, I ran my tires tubeless and the sealant worked. And I heard the like pop of getting like a potential flat and then a sizz of the sealant working.
Oh,
and
yeah. It's like,
at least it did its job, but it reminded me that I meant to order a new pump.
Good call. Yeah. So, yeah, new pump for Kelsey. Allen wrench is actually in the bike bag for Caitlin. Yeah, so that was my first ride of the year on my road bike. I rode with Riker, went to the playground, and Riker's so cute. It's just amazing how much more he can do. Like, we've had a few playground days, but they've mostly been pretty close to home. And the playground at Raccoon River Park just has some different things that it seems so far away the last time we did it with him, and he was just doing it. It was so cute.
Oh, that's cool.
So
I'm gonna have to catch up with you guys for a play date one of these afternoons.
For sure. Anytime. Yeah, so it was cool. It was cool to play with Riker and get a little biking in. So, and hopefully it was a little windy, so hopefully the trails are drying out.
I hope so.
But then it rained today a little.
And it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow.
Yeah. That's okay. I'm happy to bike anywhere.
We need the water, though, so that's totally worth it.
Yeah. I think that's what I got.
Sweet.
So I think we're on to announcements. Sorry, I'm kind of shuffling around because I need scissors.
Well, you should find scissors.
So the problem is this blanket that I'm going to talk about has kind of taken over end table, so I think I have all the things I need, but they're buried. Oh, man. Bet you if I lift it up. Okay, I'm sorry. Announcements.
Shall we start with a finish up to the pigskin party?
Yeah.
We did a recap the last time, but since then, Jen has now announced prize winners.
Yeah.
And we both won prizes.
Just so cool. I didn't even realize cool. I got one. And then it appeared. And I was like, oh, cool.
You're like, hey, that's fun.
Yeah, Kelsey, what'd you get?
So I won a pattern from Eat, Knit, and Dye, who is Cassandra Crookshanks.
Okay.
I love her last name.
Me too.
And I picked out a pattern called Keep the Mic Hot. She did this whole series of sock patterns around David Rose of Schitt's Creek.
Oh, fun.
I figured you were going to like that.
Yeah.
But this one has three different sizes of lightning bolts.
Oh, wow. Okay, I know what socks you're talking about. Those are cool.
Aren't they? It's got like a large lightning bolt like right at the ankle, then a smaller one above it, and then a smaller one above the top of it even.
I think he wore a sweater, like a knit sweater that had something with lightning bolts.
Right. Because I believe these are all inspired by his sweaters. All the socks are inspired by his sweaters. That's pretty darn cool. So that's the one I chose.
That's awesome.
I think you're going to make a pair of socks for Cole with that pattern.
Yes.
Yeah. Thinking some kind of crazy like pink or green or something. That'd be fun. How about you? What did you end up winning?
I got the Sassy Frass hat by Kristen Clement.
I need to look at this.
Yeah, it has a fun texture to it. And it's not slouchy, but there's like a little extra room at the top. And then she has a pom-pom like recommended for it, which I'm sure is optional, clearly. But it's cute. I think the pattern's mostly like knitting and purling. And
oh, that is cute.
Yeah.
It gives it some like good
texture. Like it's
exactly. It almost has like a diagonal pattern to it almost. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, sounds really fun. So I was already planning on doing it again next year, but now it's extra cool because we got things.
Oh, the She's Queen City yarn. Gotcha. That's cool. She was one of the, obviously, she was one of the sponsors of Pigskin.
Oh, gotcha. All right. So I think that's what we have for Pigskin, but we did want to talk about our neat patterns and let you guys know about the awesome sponsors that we got our prizes from.
Yes. Thank you both to Queen City Yarn and Eat, Knit, and Dye. And thank you to Jen of Downseller Studio for hosting it.
Thank you, Jen.
We'll be back next year. And I think I'm even going to participate in the splash pad party this year.
I need to look into what it is before I commit because I don't remember, but it sounds fun.
It's very similar to Pigskin Party.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably will be game two then.
Absolutely. Most of what you knit, I think, would qualify anyway.
All right. Kelsey, you want to talk about our challenge? Our little year-long make-along?
Yes. So we are having a stash challenge for the year, calling it the Gravel Knit Stash Challenge. Hopefully on one of our next episodes, we'll draw for our first quarter winners.
Mm-hmm.
But so what that all is going to entail is we are tracking our yardage in and out for the entire year. There's an entry form on our website. You can also get to it through our Instagram page and Facebook. But then by the end of the year, whoever has the lowest yardage, whether that's at zero or maybe everyone is above zero and it's whatever, or it's negative numbers, they will be our winner, our grand prize winner. And throughout the year, we'll have a couple of different prizes for quarterly drawings. Make sure to use the hashtag GravelKnitStash. GravelKnitStash. I think, yeah, we've had multiple different people entering already.
Thanks, guys.
M is still leading the way at negative 8,696 meters.
It's really impressive.
They finished a 10,000 meter blanket.
Wow.
Yeah. It was huge. It was massive. I've seen lots of pictures of it.
That's really great. That's really cool.
So, very cool. So you can enter Instagram, Facebook, and our website.
I'm still losing.
Are you?
Yeah. Let's see. I am at, if we go meters, I'm at 2,590. But I am halfway through these socks, so that will help me a little.
I need to count some yardage on some things. I should have about another 2,000 meters coming up pretty soon.
Excellent.
But I haven't changed much. I do have an order of yarn coming soon, too. So we'll see.
But it might cancel out your 2,000, or your 2,000 might even be more than it.
It's quite possible. We'll see. This one sweater, though, is going to end up about 1,200. And then I have like three hats and some stuff. Anyway, so M is winning, followed by Shannon, Perla, and Beth.
Great job, everybody.
Yeah, thank you for participating.
Quick reminder, support us on Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/gravelknits. Thank you to our current and our new listeners. We really appreciate the support. Other ways that you can support us is listening to the podcast, sharing the podcast. We really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Let a friend know. All right, Caitlin, what have you been listening to?
Knit More Girls.
Yeah.
I don't know how I've thrown them out there yet. They've got to be like the most popular, arguably like one of the most popular audio podcasts out there.
They've been around for a long time. They were one of the very first knitting podcasts I ever listened to.
They either have 700 or they're getting real close. I think the last episode I listened to was 690 something.
Yeah, no, they're very close to 700 episodes. They started right when I got my first iPod. It was when they started podcasting. And I was like, what are these things? And I found out about podcasts. Like, oh, well, that's kind of cool.
So cool. So they are a multi-generational podcast, and it was started by Gigi and Jasmine.
Now Jasmine's daughter Genevieve joins them from time to time.
Yeah. So now they're even more than just two generations. So that's pretty neat. They have a bunch of different segments depending on the episode, but they talk about what they're working on. They participate in different knit-alongs. They run different knit-alongs. I guess it's not recent now. It's probably been a year that they published a pattern book.
Oh, yes. Where
they picked several designers and put a book together called Operation Sock Drawer.
Are you familiar with why it's called that?
To fill your drawer with socks.
Forever ago on their podcast, they had started like an Operation Sock Drawer challenge. And then that had been the challenge to fill your sock drawer. It makes perfect sense that they finally put together a book for it. That's awesome.
See, I've been wanting to throw them out there for a while, but they're fun. And no more girls. Check them out.
Looks like we're headed right on into what's brewing.
All right, Kelsey.
What's brewing? What am I working on right now? I'm going to start with what's in my hands. This is my Susie cardigan.
Just getting so close.
Just started the new row. And I unfortunately am on like a very tiny needle for doing the straw collar to it.
Oh, that looks so squishy though. Wow.
Look how amazing this is. Like, I can't.
That's going to feel so nice.
I'm so excited, especially. So I am doing the Susie cardigan by Megan Nodiker. That's who it's by.
Okay.
It has this awesome cable panel across the shoulders and the back. I have the shoulders. I have the back. I have the body. I have the sleeves. I have done plenty of my own modifications now. I added them holes to the cuffs. And I'm going to do an extra inch on the collar because it is definitely a sweater that it says 10 inches of positive ease. You need the 10 inches of positive ease.
Okay.
Absolutely. Good to know. Absolutely need it. I went with about 7 inches and I almost wish I would have gone for the 12 inches.
That's good information.
Mm-hmm. I'm using Cascade Eco Plus for the first time. Once you wash it and block it out, it softens so much. It's very pleasantly surprised by that. I have used 2 skeins that are head size so far, and I'll be breaking into the third. I am adding pockets.
Yay!
I saw someone else had added pockets, and it's like, yep, I definitely need pockets on this.
It has pockets.
With the big shawl collar, it's got 2x2 ribbing on the collar. With the thumb slit holes, I was like, definitely needs pockets.
Mm-hmm.
I knit it so it's just like just about hip length. So it go just past my belt loops on my pants. But then the sleeves are definitely long enough. I can roll them up a little bit and I can't wait for it. It's going to be a perfect office piece.
Yeah, it's definitely like, it looks like it could be very professional, but also comfy.
That's what I'm hoping for. Mm-hmm. Is something that I could wear to the office or something that's going to be just as comfortable at home. I've got spinning on the wheel right now. I can't tell you where the fiber is from or what fiber it is. I can tell you that I'm having fun with it.
That is good. What colors is that? Or color?
It is like, it's spring colors. So it's like got a light green and a light blue and a yellow and kind of like a mauve. And it's a very like natural wool. It's like chevelis or something like that. It's a breed that I have not spun before. And I am doing it with a long draw. So I'm kind of letting the twist get in back into the fiber a little bit. And it's spinning up beautifully. I can't wait to do something with it. I think that's really what I'm going to talk about for what's hopping. You know, I have a lot of things sitting right now, and I'm between a lot of things. I'm being really indecisive.
I'm in a similar mood, actually. I would describe mine as a starditis.
I went sort of on like a starditis, but I feel like I've cast off a lot of things lately. And now I'm in limbo.
I think I'm definitely in starditis and you're exploring lots of things. But
yeah, I would say that's a good word. I'm exploring a lot of things.
But you're not necessarily like starting a bunch of things.
Right.
I'm just playing with a lot of things.
Yes.
Yeah, so starditis definitely happening for me. And part of it is like I had an idea and I was really trying to hold off because I have so many projects and I just couldn't.
Oh man.
I was like, I wanted to do this and I wanted it straight garter. It's all I want to do.
Yeah.
So I had this idea for a while. I've been trying to figure out what to do with my acrylic. So I have an entire tote of mostly red heart acrylic along with some other similar ones. I have one that Kelsey's like, oh, this is vintage. So I've got some of that in there. I do not have all the labels. Some of it's a sweater that I got from Goodwill and I frogged. And now I'm realizing I don't want to make a sweater out of it for Riker. So it's going in there too. But this is the Garter Squish by Stephen West, which is my first Stephen West pattern, but it's like, I can't necessarily count this as like, I definitely need another Stephen West to really know Stephen West, but I like it. I mean, I think it's like two rows is the pattern.
I think that's a fair statement on his pattern.
So, well, this one, it literally is two rows of instruction. Like he's got it lined out beautifully and there's pictures and lots of great information, but the actual knitting of it, it's like two lines. It's just two line repeat. Because it just has, not just, it has a I-cord end on each side. I think I'm saying that wrong.
So like a cast on and a bind off I-cord, like a...
So it's going along each side.
Okay. Oh, like the edges.
Yeah. Yes.
Gotcha. Edges.
And this is a free pattern, so I don't think I'm putting out any secret sauce. I love the pattern. There's the knit along to use. This would qualify for that.
Right.
They have a lot of options that qualify, but this would.
I think everybody who has tried to say garter squish at some point has messed it up on air. But yes, they have a knit along for, what are they calling it?
I think it's blankets. Yes. Finished blankets, big projects. But it's fun. I had to buy needles for it because I didn't have needles this big. I got US 15s, or they're 10 millimeters. And I got the 60 inch long, or 152 centimeters. I wanted to make this giant. My ultimate goal is this would be like a picnic blanket because I think the acrylic will be light enough that it'd be perfect. We could throw it on the ground and like, I know I can throw this in the washer and it'll be just fine.
You just throw it in the back of the bike trailer and you're set to go.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, I did make it longer than he wrote it, but I actually didn't totally count because my original plan was to continue that I-cord idea throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided, even though it would have been really cool, I saw a few people that did it in their projects, that I just want a knit garter. I just really want to. So if that's what I'm feeling, so that's what I'm going to do. I actually, the first row I started doing it, but anyway, like, I was going to separate it on like every 13 rows. So I think I got it some number past 200 stitches. And then I had already cast on more. So I just kept going for that repeat number.
Okay.
So it's somewhere over that, using kind of the, because the original is kind of like a throw blanket, a big throw blanket.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully it's going to be big enough.
I would think so.
If not, it'll be great for other things. But really, I don't think I can put a lot more on the needles because in addition to the being giant needles, it's held double. So it's written for worsted held double. And then some of my yarn, like right now, I'm doing quadruple.
Okay.
Because both of the ones that I'm holding are thinner.
Oh, gotcha.
So, and right, like my plan is to make it rainbow, but I found out I had enough for the cast on row and like 1.5 rows of red.
Oh.
Or, well, I guess it's 2.5 rows because the way garter works. So right now it's like just a little bit of red and a lot of orange. And then I'm kind of just marling in some random colors during it. And then I'm holding it with
black
in another color, or brown in another color, or white in another color. So that can kind of allow for a little bit of consistency because my stripes, my rainbow stripes will not be even because it's just whenever I run out of the color.
I just love it. It's going to be a great way to use up all of that.
Yeah. And even if it doesn't work out for us, I feel like this is something that could be liked for something.
At the very worst case, it's a good experiment.
Yeah. And it just, I think it was 2 weekends ago. It's just what I wanted. No, it was this weekend that I started it. And it was just exactly what I wanted to do. And it's been fun to, like, I threw some blue in the red section and all sorts of stuff. I talked about that while. I've been really excited about it.
You have that. It's super exciting, though.
Yeah.
You've been thinking about trying to figure out a way to use your acrylic, so.
Exactly. And, like, I already have a project box for it because I just brought up the entire tote.
There you go. I'll just use this tote.
Yeah.
It works.
And then my second one I want to talk about tonight was the Megalith socks.
They're so cool.
I love them. So it's a test knit for Kino Knits, but it's like public test knit, so I can talk about it. And it's just continuing her series. So she has, I believe, two hats with this pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been big hits. So she's made a top-down sock. And this has been an amazing learning experience for me. So we were talking about test knits. I don't think I mentioned this, but like I realized what my sock gauge actually is and how, yeah, I did talk about it, and how I had to buy a smaller needles.
Right. Yeah.
So that's been really great to know. And I really do think this is the best sock I've ever knitted.
I think it is. From what I can tell, it's the best sock you've done.
I'm proud of it. It's been fun. The color work's been really fun. And I feel like I'm starting to understand my tension a little better. And the pattern was written really well for that. So it's been a fun test knit. And something, I'm glad I reread through it, that I thought was kind of cool about this one. So I think it's a 3 week, and we have to just have one sock done. Mm-hmm. But she asks to have an update picture in the chat every week. So it keeps the chat active, and it's really cool to see what everyone's doing. And I like fun. It. I don't know nice. If it's necessarily enforced, but I thought that was really cool.
It's always nice when there's actually something to drive the conversation to.
Yeah. And it's been so cool to see what color choices everyone's used. Like some have gone from like really striking, like white and black contrasts. Someone Ooh. Else used a gradient for the like body of the sock.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really fun. It's been so many neat ones. So I think everyone's really going to love this pattern.
That's cool. I could see that going well with like almost a self striping too.
Yeah, that would be super fun. It's neat. Oh yes. The yarn I'm using for the cuffs, heel and toe, I am using Heritage. Oh gosh, their color numbers. Okay. So one color is 5607 and the other color is 5632. So the body of the sock and then the heel, toe, and cuff are all in Heritage. And it's this, I don't know, it's mostly a wren, but it's got some kind of like maroonish hints to it, I would think. It's not just right. a straight red.
It's a really good red though. That red is so pretty.
Yeah, glad you like it because these are gonna be your socks. Because they fit Kelsey. So perfect. Again, learning gauge, and I'm really excited to knit for my bestie. And then I don't know, this plummy wine purple.
Yep, yeah, that's a really good yeah.
And then I am using Cloudborn for my color work section called Maze Heather, which I think is pretty much right on. It's kind of like a corny little, like not brown, but maybe a more mellow yellow.
Yeah, I would go with that.
So I'm having a blast. And
how would you say the color work is? How hard is that, do you think?
I found it really doable and approachable. And the pattern does a really nice job of giving ways to make it the right gauge through the color work, changing needles and different suggestions. I don't want to like say too much of the pattern and not, but she does a really nice job of giving you all those pointers if this is your first time doing color work. It's simple color work, but it looks so nice.
It does. It kind of just makes it pop.
Yeah.
Because it's just like single lines of.
Yeah. So in my case, that color. Yellow.
Right. It's so cool.
I am sewing in my ends right now. So it's inside out.
So it has varying lengths of like a 1x1 color work, and the yellow is its varying lengths going over the purple and the red where they meet up. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was like excited to get to the color work section again when I got to it. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So go Kino Knits. She's the best. I think that's the two I want to talk about right now. For like putting the notes on the website, I'll have all of my projects, but that's really been what I've been on.
That sounds good, because that really has been most of what you've been working on lately.
Yeah. Frog and Toad, I'm looking still there. At them. They're there. They're going to get attention soon.
I looked at mine today. I touched the pattern even.
They're fun to knit. It's really a row by row situation. And
that's one where I've got to be sitting down with the pattern and the time and the brain space. And I just am not there right now.
Yeah. They're so fun. They're so well written.
FO. So these are done minus leaving the ends because I just finished them and I need to weigh them.
And I love the name of this pattern.
It is Caitlin's fault that I knit this pattern.
Kelsey found it for me and it's happening. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah. Forever ago, I found this pattern called The Possessed Printer Mitts. And who is that by? Jamie Galati.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really cool. They've got this like long slipped stitch that you carry up the back of the hand. But it's got ribbing all around and then this long slipped stitch that goes up the back of a hand. So it kind of gives this like V pattern almost. Oh, that. There we go. That's a good picture.
Yeah. There we go.
I used the colorway Omaha from Knitted Wit in a DK weight. And it's got essentially the rainbow, like a from a navy all the way to a searing bright pink.
Searing pink is accurate.
Oh, I love that searing pink. And there's orange. If I could just have this like this pink, this orange, and the green and the navy in a colorway, I would love it. But then it's also mixed in with a light brown and a slightly darker brown. And it turns out to have like micro striping going on. Especially
it's
in the
really
cuff.
Fun. And it's kind of neat on the slip stitches section.
Mm-hmm.
There's a section where it's all brown and they have crazy colors by it. And I just love it.
Oh, I know.
That's so cool how that happened.
It just lined up so well.
That's really cool.
The pattern is fantastic for breaking up crazy coloring, crazy variegation. It makes the colors like really pop. They fit well. I made a little modification. The pattern just has like a slit in the side.
Oh, okay.
For your thumb to go through. And I added a gusset and knit thumb so that my thumbs could be covered. Because my thumbs get cold too. And like I said, the colorway is Omaha. And these get to go into the Fiber Nymph Dye Works Make It Your Own Make Along.
Perfect.
Because my theme for this first quarter is the Midwest. And so my connection there is Omaha colorway to the Midwest.
That is definitely the Midwest.
So those are fun. I really like these. I think I'm going to get a lot of use out of them. They fit well. The only thing is weird is like where you have the slipped stitch because it's a full like row. The front part of the cuff, like it almost does a sideways C.
Oh, interesting.
Curves up a little bit because you have less fabric there.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
It looks but like they wear really well.
They fit very well. Fit very, very well. And it's a free pattern by Jamie Galati. I found it on Ravelry. I'm not sure it's anywhere else. I don't have it in front of me, but you can pretend that this hat is different colors.
Okay.
This is the 1898 hat by Kristen Burns. And it's published on the Seamen's Church Organization.
Okay.
Another free pattern. And this one is an ear flap pattern.
That's real cute.
Yeah, I've knit a couple of these now. And both of these last two have been on commission. So I'm excited. I finally have both of those done.
Yes.
And ready to go. I just need to weigh them and count my yardage.
And I'm doing good. Sewing in my ants. And you can't see the wrong color through. Sorry, I'm interrupting being selfish. Sorry, but not really.
No, that's exciting though.
I have historically had like white going through black on hats and things. So
you have.
So you're... That was my last end.
Yay!
Kelsey, you have one sock.
Yes, I have a sock.
Just one.
I'm so excited about it.
Yay.
I finished a spinning project. This was the fiber I got in Colorado over New Year's. It had the Surrey and Merino and a couple other things. It had a bright pink and a light pink and white and a light brown and a dark brown. So it was my Neapolitan yarn. And I finished spinning it.
And the way that you put it in that heart is so fun.
I thought it was fun because the original like fiber I had put in on shape of a heart. And so, yeah.
It's perfect. Now,
next year for Valentine's, we might have to use these for our Valentine's Day.
Oh, great idea.
I also finished essentially a swatch for one of my patterns that it's getting closer to being more reality. There's a peek of it on our Instagram. And I think that's it.
That's good though.
Yeah. I've had some fun in the last week. I've been knitting some random things and trying to finish some projects, fitting it in where I can. It's been
Oh,
really nice
good.
to spin again, though. I can't wait. I ordered a yarn counter, a meterage counter.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Nice. Which one did you get?
I got the Dreaming Robots one. So that's the same one you have.
I am really happy with it.
Yeah, no, I ordered that one.
Nice.
I'm
Yeah,
excited.
that'll be really nice for your spun yarn.
I would love to know how much I actually spin because I think my calculation has been wrong lately.
It's just hard.
That's okay though, because I seem to be calculating it under yardage rather than over yardage,
Okay.
which always means I have more left, but that's okay.
But you don't run out.
Exactly.
That's awesome, Kelsey. I'm glad that you've gotten some spinning time in.
I'm really trying to make it a habit again because I have plenty of fiber I need to play with. And it's someday it's like I just between biking and work and knitting, I'm using a lot of the same muscles.
That's a
And
good point. I don't know if I ever thought about that.
I heard a really good point the other day. Like in the past, if you were a knitter, like you also took your wool and you cleaned it and then you spun it and then you knit it and then you did something with it. So you weren't constantly just knitting. We now just were able to just knit. And so we can spend hours and hours and hours just knitting. But once you add in one of those other activities, whether it's weaving or it's spinning or even crochet, you're using a slightly different muscle, using different body parts. And at the end of the day, especially when it's work and it's riding and it's knitting, they all use the same muscles. And spinning, I use slightly different muscles, and it's a really good relief.
Yeah, it's kind of like cross training. Like if you're a runner, you shouldn't only run.
Exactly. So that's my PSA for the week is
I
try to
love it.
cross train your art, cross train your crafting.
I should take your advice for sure.
I'm already planning your birthday present.
Ooh, thank you in advance.
It's going to be fun. It's going to push your crafting limits.
Uh-oh.
All right. I think that's what I've got for FO. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
You actually made me jump.
Let me grab them because we need to talk about them. We need to talk about these socks.
Yeah, we do.
So these socks are the Vanishing Point socks by Jenny Stamen. And they were in my favorite book of knitting socks.
It's such a cool book.
It's the New Directions in Sock Knitting from Ann Budd. And these are so cool.
They're amazing.
They have, you start with a diamond at the top of the instep of the foot, and then you work your way around it, and then work sh almost short rows for the entire foot.
Okay.
I used Knit Circus. I think it was the Greatest of Ease.
Yes.
And I had the Girls Run the World colorway, which is essentially like a rainbow colorway, which is so cool. It kind of looks like tie-dye. And I had the medium sock set, which would have made a normal size pair of socks for me because I usually like a shorter cuff. And with these, they have like a 9-inch cuff on them,
Okay.
which is longer than most of my cuffs. At most, I usually do like 6 inches on my cuffs. With the odd construction, I ended up running out of that color. And I had a gray from them as well.
I like how it adds like this almost structure to it.
I think so too. So it ends up with a gray stripe under the center of the bottom of the foot and up the middle of the back of the calf. She builds in calf increases.
That's awesome. And you get
There's
to see that texture with that
you
color there.
really do. And they They amazingly fit perfectly. There's a little bit of extra room around my ankle.
Okay.
Which I think I could adjust for maybe somehow. But otherwise, I love them. I'm so excited about these socks.
They're really cool.
That right there is like 400 meters.
Yeah, it is. And one of them, didn't you start with the purple on one end and the,
I did.
The blue?
I did them in reverse. So I started with the pink. Or the very first one I did started with the blue in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked up with the opposite end. So I, when I ordered the yarn, I ordered it in their medium sock set, which came in two separate cakes of yarn already wound up. And I started with the blue and then went to the pink. Geode. Yeah, exactly.
I think we talked about it before,
I think the vanishing geode point sucks. And then the other one is the opposite. So they're fraternal twin socks. I'm so excited about them, though. I wore them the other night and they fit great. I just need to trim the ends now. I'm good to go. All right, that's me.
I have a yarn barf situation happening.
Oh, no.
It's mystery yarn. I don't know. It's some sort of acrylic that is skinnier than worsted. Or lighter weight, I should say. Okay, so the end that is on the outside keeps getting caught on the inside. Maybe I will just cut it and start going from that end because it wants me to go from that end. We'll see. Okay, FOs. I finished my test knit for the positivity beanie.
That was the smiley face one, right?
Yes. And it fits Riker fantastically. The Patreon chat actually really helped me picking colors because I saw a lot I liked, but I didn't know how to combine them. And so it is, I'd say it's lighter.
It's like a dark mint green.
Okay, dark mint. That's perfect. I was going to say it's lighter than forest green. And then it has this like mauvey pink,
which worked out really well.
It's so awesome. So thank you Patreon. Thank you, friends. And I love it. It was my first time knitting with Pearl Soho yarn. It was great. It was fun. It's so perfect for Riker. So I was really excited to have the opportunity to do it. And the test knit was really fun. The positivity beanie is by Tori Yu. It was fun. The pattern instructions made a lot of sense. It has a double thick rim. Yeah, it looks so great on Riker, and it's fun with the little alternating smiley faces when he was running around. It's just so perfect.
With the brim, what did you do, a provisional cast on and pick it back up, or did you just cast on? And
so the way it was written was to cast on and then knit like the double length and then knit those cast on stitches together.
Gotcha.
With the current stitches. So that's the first time I've done that, and it did work really well. I was a little nervous, like if I like missed one or like put too many in one, I would end up with a funky end, but I didn't have any trouble.
Good.
So I think I'm better than I think sometimes. So that was awesome. And then I finished my other test knit, which it was the short and strata socks.
I love these.
There's the texture. So cool.
It's so very cool. I love these socks so much.
They are DK socks. And I use the amazing Fiber Nymph sock yarn in her Beguiled yarn weight.
That's a DK, right?
Yeah, so it's her DK and it's sparkly.
It is a sparkly one.
It had fun stripes that actually worked out really well. They were like kind of two repeats.
Wasn't the colorway like the East to PA or something like that?
Yes. Yes, it was. Good memory.
It's so cool. It's got orange and blue and green and gray. And I bet with that sparkle, it looks great.
They're super fun. They're cozy. They're
fit you well.
I think my second pair of shorty socks, but these are a little shorter than my shorty socks.
In the pattern, does it give you an idea of where you could increase the cuff or no?
Yeah, so they're cuffed down. So I, like, if it wasn't a test knit, I could have definitely made the decision to knit that further. But since it was test knit, I did exactly I believe it was written as an inch.
Okay.
Good question. But I think it'd be very easily to adjust if you wanted to make it further.
Good to know.
But the texture is really fun. I've worn them a few times. I wore them to a hockey game.
Did they?
Not that anyone knew because it was cold and I was wearing jeans, but I knew.
That's all that matters.
My feet were happy by the end of the night. So there we go. So those are my FOs.
Sounds like it's time for another beer.
I think that's a great idea, Kelsey.
Okay.
This can is also pretty.
It has, like, I love the pinks on the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. And, like, it's shiny. But then, like, the base paint is, like, matte white. Yeah. So it pops. Tell us about this, Kelsey.
Well, it matches my, it matches the sticker on my koozie.
Oh, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
That's a great sticker.
It's got Marilyn Monroe with, like, tattoos and all, like, crossed arms. Okay. But about the beer itself, this is from Modern Times, which I believe is out of Chicago area. It is a sour with passion fruit and guava. It is a tart, fruity, and frighteningly delicious. The sour, salty base beer lays down the funky refreshment, while a heavy dose of passion fruit and guava turns the whole thing into a wall-to-wall tropical fruit fiesta. It's a marvelous mix of elements that collides with your mouth like a fruit-filled asteroid of flavor traveling at the supersonic speed of party.
I am catching a lot of the things they said. I'm glad they mentioned the salty part to it, because I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but I definitely am getting that.
I definitely picked that up, like, right away.
And it's a tart sour.
Mm-hmm, but not, like, overly acidic.
Yeah, it's not, like, a shock to your mouth, but it's...
No, it's not going to hurt your mouth.
And it's smooth. Like, it's a smooth finish. It's not, like, aggressive.
It's nice and light. I don't really get a lot on, like, the back of my mouth. It's definitely more mouth forward.
It looks like the malts used were wheat-based malts. That's pretty interesting. Pilsner and wheat. Yeah, I feel like this is a pretty versatile beer, too.
This
I think you could enjoy it for a dessert, and you could also enjoy it out having happy hour with your friends or whatever.
Oh, and this is one I would toss on my bike. At least as an early in the ride kind of beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was wrong about Modern Times. They're out of San Diego.
Oh, good to know. California.
Mm-hmm. We don't get a lot of them here, but we're starting to get more of them. I like this beer a lot. It's really tasty.
Yeah, great choices tonight, Kelsey.
Well, thank you.
Fun.
Obviously, the F in Fruitlands comes with fruit.
Fruit and finger.
Yep, yep, yep.
I feel like that might have to be our episode fruit title. Fruit and
finger.
Even though it says nothing about our topic. That's pretty funny.
That's okay. Sometimes that happens.
I like it.
All right. Shall we move into what's hopping?
We should.
Well, it's going to be easy on my part because I don't have anything. I've been really good lately until I've ordered yarn. It's not in my possession, so I don't count it yet.
Nice. Whereas I do it the other way. I don't know why. I just do. So I, because Kelsey thought of me while ordering from Fibernym.
I have an influencer.
She is a great influencer. She, Lisa, came up with her Pi Day colorways because Pi Day just happened on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So 314. I got, so both of her colorways this year were crystal themed. And I got the dark version, which I think Kelsey did too, but she'll talk about it when she gets it.
I did get the dark version. But this colorway screams Caitlin. This is Caitlin's colorway.
I actually copied in her description because she talked about the colors that they were inspired by. So the five stripes, inspired by the light colors of the amethyst, blue, apatite, smoky quartz, and
malachite and kyanite. It's been very cool to watch Lisa and how she, her relationship with crystals and gems and things that's evolved over the years, and this is a very fitting theme this year.
This is the first time I've ordered this colorway, or not colorway, this yarn weight. She has called Heavenly. It is fingering. It is 80 superwash merino, 10 cashmere, and 10 nylon.
It is one of my favorite bases of hers. It is like I have a sweater in it.
Oh, cool.
My love note is Heavenly held with her mohair.
She has had mohair colorways?
Her floof colorway.
Oh, okay, yeah. Her floof
base.
So
I did Heavenly with floof as my love note.
We'll have to see how my first experience goes with mohair, and maybe I'll have to get some purse.
You should.
Yeah, so I think that's what I have for stash enhancements. So hangovers. Got any hangovers, Kelsey?
So I have one with these mitts, with the Possess printer mitts.
Okay.
Caitlin and I did beer lunch last week, and I had started these mitts, and at about 3 inches done or so, I was like, look at my mitt. And it was really cool at the time. And then I realized that I was slipping the stitches in the middle wrong. I was picking up the stitches wrong, because with the long float, you pick it up over the center stitch of all the ones that you carry through. And I wasn't passing it correctly quite. So it was looking wonky and extra tight. And I ripped back probably 3 or 4 inches of it. We started over. Maybe even more, because I know I had gotten to the gusset. And I was just like, this is bad. Let's just start over.
And they've turned out great.
And they do. They did turn out great. I'm so excited. Like, once I wash these, they're going to be on my hand all the time. And I honestly, I have enough left over the yarn. I think I'm going to make a coordinating hat.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
I'm going to try to replicate the slip stitches in the hat.
Okay.
But maybe not quite as often or something. I don't know. I just don't like how the fabric carries up, how it's shorter.
Maybe you could do them like shorter distances.
That's what I'm thinking. This one goes over 9 stitches. I'm thinking of going like over 5 or something.
That'd be fun. It'd be fun to have like the difference with similar idea on the hat.
Right. So they're not exactly the same, but they would go with each other.
I feel like that makes it really more customized and more of a set, really, if you make them kind of different.
Exactly. I've been working on my cardigan and I had set it down. Oh, I ended up re-knitting the cuffs of my cardigan. I had done one cuff and thought it was okay. Oh, it was the entire sleeve. I can't remember if I talked about
That's what I thought. I thought you did redid the whole sleeve, but I'm like, maybe I misunderstood.
Yeah, no, I ended up re-knitting the entire sleeve. I can't remember if I talked about this the last time or not.
I don't think you did.
So we will assume that I have not talked about it. I had knit the first sleeve. Well, I knit the body of the sweater using a size 6, US 6 needle. And I was like, okay, I'll knit the sleeves using a US 6. Well, it turns out that ended up being quite dense, because your gauge can change when it's a smaller circumference, especially when it's in the round versus flat.
Okay.
So the second sleeve, I went ahead and went up to a US 7 on, and that turned out much better and matched the body density much more closely. So I ended up ripping out the first sleeve and re-knitting it, which worked out well because I changed how I wanted the cuff to be done.
Okay.
And so now both sleeves match, both cuffs match. And I did a slip stitch edge to where I added in the
it looks really nice, thumbhole. The slip stitches.
It does. And I think I'm going to go back and possibly do like an I-cord edge to the cuff. I don't know.
That'd be fun, especially with the thumb holes, because it's like kind of like something you can kind of like cuddle with your hand.
Exactly. Because I'm adding in the pockets, and someone else had done like an I-cord on the pocket.
Okay.
Which I think is going to look kind of snazzy. I'll give the where I picked up for the pocket was where you pick up for the collar. I cast on using the backwards loop cast on and just skipped the stitches I would have like attached to the body.
Okay.
And then later I'll go back and re-pick up those stitches on both the body and the collar. Because the collar is 6 inches wide, the pocket will essentially be underneath the collar.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah.
Like a secret pocket.
Exactly. I'm so excited for this sweater.
I'm glad you're having so much fun with it. It's gorgeous.
I really want to be able to wear it soon. I'm gonna end up blocking it before I pick up the stitches for the pockets so that they look just right. I think those are my hangovers. Nothing too serious, but just worth mentioning.
Yeah, things learning.
Mm-hmm.
Customizing.
Definitely learning. That's what I'm finding more and more, is like, it's okay to rip things back.
Yeah, because then it's better.
Exactly. It's better. You won't have it exactly how you want it. How about you? Any hangovers for you?
I guess kind of. And I talked about this a little bit in the last episode. I didn't really reference it as a hangover because we were talking about my test knit experience and mm-hmm. how I realized that my gauge on my socks is way off. So it was more just an interesting set of, like, I don't know, I think I did like 5 swatches, and I texted Kelsey and I'm like, what is happening? She's like, you need a smaller needle. I'm like, I don't have smaller needles. So just learning that my sock gauge is looser than my other gauged things on those bigger needles. Like, I'm usually looser, but I'm more looser on smaller things.
Well, and I think with smaller needles, it's easier for your change in gauge to show up.
That makes a lot of sense. So I ended up knitting a lot of swatches and figuring it out and getting my first interchangeable needle set, which I feel really bougie now. And it's worked out great. So now I think I can make even better socks.
I'm going to have to get one of those sets eventually.
You will love it. And probably teach me how to even take better advantage of them.
I don't know.
So I think that brings us to our topic. And
so tonight we're talking about at this point, all the world, if not most of the world, knows that Russia and Ukraine are at war, with Russia trying to take over the Ukraine. And lots of dumbness going on there. Lots of horrible things.
It's heartbreaking.
It absolutely is. It is so hard to watch. But one of the wonderful things about our crafting community is that, of course, we're coming together and trying to do what we can to support the Ukrainians in however we can do so. And one of the ways that a lot of people are doing it are through patterns, or knitting patterns in the Ukraine colors, which are blue and yellow. At least that's the color of their flag.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the many things that I've seen are sunflowers, which, if you didn't know, like I didn't know prior to today, the sunflower is Ukraine's national flower and is becoming a global symbol of solidarity. The sunflower has long held a meaningful place in the hearts of many Ukrainians as the national flower. But since Russia invaded their country last week, or I guess this could be a little late, I guess, the plant has become a global symbol of resistance, unity, and hope. And with that, we are going to talk a little bit tonight about different either Ukrainian designers or patterns that are being put out there in support of Ukraine.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. I know it's such a hard topic. It's the smallest sign that we can show our support, but it's something, right?
Exactly.
I know we're all struggling with this right now, and here in the United States, we're only seeing a little bit of it. We can't even begin to grasp the reality, but this is what we can do for now as well. And we're going to link to a list of different organizations where your support could also go to, not just from knitting, but your money resources as well, if that's something that you can afford to do.
Absolutely. All right.
Would you like to start with the pattern?
Sure. So I, all three of mine actually chose just Ukraine designers. And then I also am including in the notes 2 different links. One is a Knot Ravelry link where you can look at patterns. I think in the article there are some. So just if Ravelry is not a safe place for you, just kind of make sure you're being careful before you click on them. And then I also have a Ravelry link that just is set up to sort by Ukraine designers.
And then as well, if you go on to, say, Etsy or something, you can select for designers from the Ukraine. And these are just things to be on the lookout for, of making sure that it's valid and it's right and it's going to where you want it to.
Absolutely. So the first one I picked is a beach dress. So it's called Born on the Beach by Fleklia Natalie. And this designer, she has 129 patterns. So it was so fun. Yeah, it was so fun to look through her patterns. And I tried to look to see if her patterns were somewhere else other than Ravelry, and I couldn't find a location. But I'll just include her Instagram and her Ravelry link, and I labeled it as a Ravelry link. But she has so many beautiful patterns. But the one I chose, this Born on the Beach, is this dress with lace. And it's a like a floor-length dress. So this would be a pretty impressive project. It's fingering. It's really pretty. It has kind of like this lace stripe down the sides.
Oh, and that's cute.
Yeah. I'd say it's a flowy fit. So it has some positive ease, but it's really pretty. And I thought it was neat. And just going through her patterns, I just had so much fun looking at everything.
I think the suggested yarn is Quince & Company Sparrow. Okay, and it's linen.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, like, since it's a beach dress.
Right.
Which I haven't knitted with linen yet, but I would like to try it at some point. I know that it has less stretch, so it can be a little tough, like cotton can be.
Right. But she does have a website, but it is in Ukrainian.
Did
or Russian.
The link work for you?
It
like
did
mine,
work for me.
My mm-hmm. website, like half didn't work, half did work. Yep, okay.
The
I'll conclude
there.
It then.
And I just can't read it because it's not in English, unfortunately. And I have no clue how to read Ukrainian or Russian. First one I'm going to talk about is one that's by a Ukrainian designer. It's called Blossom, which is a sweater, a DK weight sweater with a nice cute little lace detail around the yoke. It is by Irina Dmitriev. It's really cute. Oh, I guess it's sport weight, not DK weight.
Okay.
But it's got just like a little diamond lace motif through the yoke. And it looks like my perfect sweater, honestly. Little soft detail, a little bit rounder neck. Ooh, someone did it in like a lime green.
Oh, that's fun.
I thought it was in DK weight, so I was going to do it in this orange colorway that I have. But with it being sport weight, I might change my mind.
That's fun.
I bought that one. It is in my library now. And so hopefully that'll be one of the sweaters I make this year.
I will go next with the Garnet Mitts by Irina Dmitrieva. And these are cabled mitts. And they just look so cozy.
Oh, that's the same designer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Irina Dmitrieva.
That's probably okay. So I do know the sweater you're talking about, because like it's neat how it comes across the chest too.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to look at these mitts now.
They look cozy. They have a really fun cabling pattern with what I think is seed stitch kind of in the middle of them. It's I'm not certain though. So please look at them and
see
on your own.
It went to the designer and it didn't go to the.
Oh yeah. So I linked her website. I was trying to not link Ravelry in case it's not a safe place. So I have her website, but they're spelled Garnat mitts. I mean, the pattern was January 2021, so it's still kind of new.
Perhaps I'm on the wrong page. It's got 131 designs.
Here, I will throw the link in the notes so you can pick it up if you want it. But that was my second one. It was hard to pick one of theirs. And since I had picked the dress, I wanted to pick kind of a less big second project.
I like that. Oh, those are cute. Yeah, I think you're right. It's got like a little bit of like seed stitch right there with some cabley goodness.
Yeah, it's lots of fun texture and movement.
What I like about her designs is she does have a lot of cables. And I'm very much in a cable place right now.
Cables are fun.
I'm going to go to the other side to one of my patterns that is not by a Ukrainian designer, but is in solidarity. And coming back around to our sunflowers is...
I'm drooling over these.
Is the sunflower hat. The hat is fun. It's by Yellow Cosmo. And they actually linked to... NPR has a list of different organizations to support their effort and to help them out. So I included a link to that with UNICEF and Doctors Without Borders, Sunflower of Peace, Red Cross, etc. But this hat is really cute. It's got blue and yellow as your two main colors.
Mm-hmm.
And a sunflower motif through the center of it that has alternating color work. And I actually know someone who has knit this already, and it turned out really cute.
Cool.
I like this even if it wasn't for Ukraine. I like the pattern in general. So I think that's going to be moving right on up.
It is fun how the color work is.
And unfortunately, I only found it on Ravelry, I think.
Oh, I thought this one was also on Lovecraft.
No, you're right. It is on Lovecraft.
Yep, that's just because I'm reading your notes. And I actually just have one more. So I have the Viva Cami by Kasina Nayanen. Sorry, I'm trying my best. They have a lot of newer patterns in this one, but this one just looked so happy.
This one looks like you. Like, I saw this on your list, and I was like, this looks like a Caitlin pattern.
It's kind of like this, it's a knit pattern, but it's a chevron-y, kind of textury chevron design, and it's a, say it's a, like a tank.
Mm-hmm.
But it just looks cute and happy, and I thought that would be a nice thing to bring to our ideas. And her Instagram is way fun. There's lots and lots and lots of beautiful pictures on there. So I really enjoyed going through that and all the patterns that I could find. But this one is in my queue.
It should be. It's
calm
right
my starditis down a little bit.
All right.
That's the last one for me.
Well, now we'll go to the ones that you're kind of drooling over.
Yes, they are going to have to happen.
I have no clue how to pronounce this. Sanyashnik? Or sunflower, I assume, is what it translates to be. And these are by Daniela Mulbauer. Are these the ones that you're talking, or no, the other ones?
The ones I was looking at, the pattern
they're
is
the other ones.
Ukraine Kringsat
of Fjender.
Beautiful.
By Sita Steinmeier, who is a Danish designer, and who they typically donate their proceeds from their patterns to the hungry people in their area.
Okay.
But currently, they're donating half of their proceeds to the efforts in Ukraine.
That's amazing.
And they've got a Facebook group with a lot of things going on in it and links to the pattern. But these socks are amazing.
They're so fun.
They are a sunflower. It looks like they used like three different colors, like a orange gold, a yellow gold, and a teal. And it almost looks like you start the sock at the heel, I would guess, almost, and work outwards. These are going to have an interesting construction.
I hope so. I love interesting
constructions. I'm so excited. And it's a free pattern.
Yeah.
So my plan is to make this pattern and donate what I would have to probably UNICEF or the Red Cross.
Nice.
For the pattern. And it starts at the heel and it works out around the ankle with the sunflower and with the toes being in the blue. But then once you come up to the cuff, it's got, I think it's a daisy stitch that goes around the cuff.
Okay.
They're pretty amazing socks.
They're really cool.
There's only three projects so far, but lots and lots and lots of comments. They look so cool.
Gorgeous.
Oh, it definitely looks like you start at the heel. I can't wait to do these. Very much my alley of thinking.
Awesome. I did see you had a few other ideas for patterns. Did you want to go through some more?
I think I just want to mention this one more.
Okay.
And then I think we'll call good. This, it's by a Ukrainian designer, Svetlana Volkova. And in the hat, it's a hat pattern called Django. And it looks like it uses a main color and then several minis. And it does like these stripes. And then it has like, I don't know, almost arrow looking. It's an interesting stitch pattern. And cool. What it is they striped it like using Noro and a gray.
Oh, I've always like I want to use Noral, but I never know how.
Oh, this would be a perfect hat for it, Caitlin. This one looks really fun. It has some interesting stitches to it. So
it does.
I thought that one was cool.
Very cool.
Like we said, that's the least we can do is show our support to these designers, these crafters. You know, of course, when you go out and look, make sure the funds that you're hoping to go somewhere are going to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And if all else fails, you can always donate directly to the Red Cross or UNICEF or Doctors Without Borders or any number of many different places that are going to help with the cause.
I don't know if I can really even add anything better than that, Kelsey. Like, we just, whatever way we can show our support, we want to try to do that. Exactly. Big or small, it's something.
Absolutely. No matter what we can do.
That's what we have for everyone tonight.
I think so.
All right. Yeah. So let's knit all
things.
You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on Tap as Gravel Knits. Our website is gravelknits.com. You can email us at gravelknits@gmail.com.
You can find me, Kelsey, on Ravelry and Instagram as Bikes Brews Use and Untapped as Kelsey J.
You can find me, Caitlin, on Ravelry and Instagram as Caitlin N. Lloyd. Please message us to let us know what you'd like us to talk about, and we would love to hear what you think about the show. If you like the podcast, please share it with a friend.
Gravel Knits believes everyone deserves to be included and loved, regardless of who you love. Beliefs, color, size, your gender, or whatever else makes you you. Please keep in mind that we are human, and while we are trying to educate ourselves, there's always more to learn, and any critiques are